Hey, Derek, congratulations. I guess the first thing I want to ask you is how the hell do you play a full season with a broken collarbone?
You know, at TC we have great staff around us. Our strength and conditioning coach, you know, he did a great job of keeping me healthy rehab-wise. And then, you know, our training facility, our trainers did a great job of keeping me healthy throughout this whole season and, you know, monitoring me and keeping me in rehab.
Hey, did you have to have surgery on that? And how difficult was it to maybe even change your tackling style so you wouldn't be in pain every time?
No, sir. I didn't even have to get surgery on it. You know, they gave me a couple options. Either I get surgery and sit out the whole year, or I get surgery, put a plate in there, and sit out 8 weeks, or I could play the whole season with it. And, you know, at the time, I felt like the team needed me to be step up and be a leader out there. So I took the risk and took the chance of playing through it with it hurt.
Just how badly did it hurt? I mean, did you feel it every time you made a tackle?
You know, every time I made a tackle, I kind of didn't feel it because of all the padding I had on there. I had some gel padding. I had some extra padding on my shoulder pad. So I really didn't feel it during the game because, you know, adrenaline, things like that. But after the games, it was hurting a lot, you know. So I was in pain. You know, I had to take pain medicine for it and things like that. And then, you know, as far as my tackling style, having to switch up my tackling style, I really just try not too much not to think about it. But if I lay on my left shoulder, then it just happens. I have to get the guy down. But most of the time, I try to go on my right.
Did you learn something about yourself? Maybe you're tougher than you thought during this whole thing?
You know, I always knew I was tough, and, you know, I kind of made the decision to play through it myself. You know, Coach P, he already had in his mind that I was going to sit out in redshirt, but, you know, I walked in the room and told him that I was going to play. So as far as the toughness part, you know, I already knew I was pretty tough. It was just another stepping stone of showing how my abilities and, you know, just getting better from there.
What made you make that decision to not take the red shirt and to tell your coach you're definitely going to play? I mean, was that difficult to arrive to? How did you figure that out?
You know, it was very difficult. You know, it happened like 2 days before the season opener against Minnesota. And then I was just so ready to play the game, you know. So it was a difficult decision on my part. You know, it could have either gotten worse or it could have gotten better throughout the season, which it did.
Derek, where is the shoulder at now? So, are the collarbone at now? No surgery needed in the future, and is there risk for re-injury, obviously, with you not having it had surgery?
Oh, no, sir. It's fully healed right now. You know, I took the time out during training through pro day and the combine, and I wasn't doing no bench pressing or anything like that until my pro day, a week before my pro day, and I still had majority of my strength there. So, you know, just over time, getting it back stronger. It's already pretty much strong, but getting it back stronger than how it was, and I'll be fine.
I'm wondering, what was the most painful day? Was it your first game playing with it?
Yeah, it was my first game playing with it. You know, I actually led with that shoulder to make the forced fumble on the goal line. So, I didn't feel it after that. You know, they brought me off to the sideline and was like, you know, you left the left shoulder. I was like, you know, I didn't even realize it. But on the plane ride back from Minnesota, you know, I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't go to sleep on the plane or anything like that. And then I just got home. It was just aching me. You know, I couldn't sleep or anything.
What kind of contact did you have with the Browns people before today?
I just talked to them at pro day, you know, so it just took telling me that I was on the radar and that look forward to talking to them a lot more throughout this whole process. So, you know, they kept their word, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I got two quick ones for you. How exactly did you break the collarbone, and are you more of a free safety than a strong?
I broke the collarbone defending the play. You know, it was our perfect Thursday, so we just go out and practice with helmets on. And, you know, I tripped over a guy and landed right on it. And from there, I felt the snap. And I knew something was wrong with it because that was my first serious injury out of my whole career playing football. But as for being a free or a strong safety, I feel like I'm good at playing both. I could be a strong safety and be on the line of scrimmage and, you know, make the big plays, or I could be at the back end and playing deep ball.